Senator Alexandra Bergstein. Good morning, Senator. And I know you wanted to talk about something you've been working on for a while, domestic violence. Mm-hmm. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Jenny. Hi, everybody. So there is a lot going on that we read about in the papers. There's also a lot going on that we don't read about in the papers. And for about 6 months now, I have been on a fact-finding trip to learn about not only domestic violence, but the broader category of abuse, relationship abuse. And I have heard from many victims who've been through family court. I've heard from legal professionals, from all sorts of people, actually from around the country. And I'm learning about what other states are doing to prevent abuse, because what often happens is that when someone is in an abusive relationship and they try to leave and they try to assert their legal rights in court, either to divorce or to child custody or to get control of their finances, the court system often favors the abuser because of our due process law, which is important. Abusers can file claims over and over again, and they can harass their victims, and they can basically try to destroy them and effectively destroy them financially, emotionally, and in many other ways through the court system. So that is something that many, many women have come to me and told me their stories, their personal stories, and some men as well. And as I said, I'm looking at best practices from other states, and we'll be submitting proposals for legislation in the upcoming session.
Okay, so something to look for in 2020, correct?
Yes, exactly. Something to look for in 2020.
All right, great. Senator, thanks for a couple minutes this morning, and hopefully talk to you next month. Happy Thanksgiving. Take care.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.
That's State Senator Alexandra Bergstein. A couple seconds with her this morning.